It's time. Do you like music, Mr. Finch?
That music.
Yes. His music.
It's the Sterner Jesus Show live, bitches!
What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show Live. The Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. That's what the little thing says. This little thing right here. Welcome, everybody. Big show tonight. As you can see, if you can read the description of the show, Dabbing Granny, the one and only Dabbing Granny. In about 28 minutes, we'll have her on Skype. We'll be doing dabs and rips and asking her questions and all kinds of shit. Also, we got stories about a priest, a rabbi, and an atheist smoking weed. Plus an artificial intelligence sex doll. That's right. An artificial intelligence sex doll. You heard me correctly. It's up to Diego and Raza and Doe, I guess it is, and Trent. People liking the show and loving the show and in the chat room. There's also a group for our fans, a Facebook group. That's linked in the description of the video as well. Got all kinds of shit going on tonight. Like I said, we'll get the Dabbing Granny a little bit later in the show. Share, like the page, all that shit. I'll tell you about our sponsors coming up as well. You can see Dankbox right there. Right there. Awesome sponsor of the show. All that shit is going on tonight. Hopefully there'll be no technical fuck-ups for me, any snafus. Sometimes there is. Sometimes I fuck up a little bit. You know, what am I going to do? It's part of the charm. It's part of the charm of the show. You never know when I'll just bring all this to a crashing halt and just knock us off the air. It'll be epic. Epic shit. A couple things to talk about before we go to break. We're playing some past podcasts, bits. I already forgot we have tonight. It's like some parody songs and some other stuff from past podcasts. For those of you who don't know, Stoner Jesus Show on stonerjesus.net. It's been there for about 6 years, a little over 6 years. We've been doing podcasting for 10 altogether. Just all kinds of shit going on. And Diego in the chat room, or in the chat area, Bravery Iwana, long time fan. Now, yeah, Trent just joined the group. I'll be checking out those as well as the night goes on. I'm used to podcasting. I'm used to doing radio. But now I have this video thing. And I bring another element to the show, reaching a new audience. And I got a lot of shit to do. It's a lot. I got, you know, I'm directing. I mean, I could use a director, and maybe one day we'll have one. We'll have better cameras, and we'll have a director, and we'll have all that shit. Right now, is my dumbass at the controls. That's right. Like I said, in any minute, I can just bring all this shit to a crashing halt. Just absolutely fucking kill it. But hopefully, not before we get to talk to Dabbing Granny. Apparently, he's been a fan of the show for a long time, the podcast, on StonerJesus.net. We'll talk to her about that and more Speaking of sternerjesus.net, I had a plan when I started the show. I was going to have audio versions, MP3 versions, on the website, on sternerjesus.net, to go along with the audio podcast that we normally do on cannabisradio.com. That hasn't worked out. The first time I tried, and I've tried for a couple weeks now, just to upload an MP3 to the website, like I always do. It has not been working. It has been working for a few weeks. I took a week off from the podcast, so I come back to the podcast, and I do it, and I go in, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a video MP3 problem. I've tried many different ways of making this video into an MP3, converting it. It always works, but whenever I upload it, it gives me shit, and it won't let me. It just fucking won't let me do anything. It just gives me a fatal error, which is very disconcerting. It gives me anxiety. And they give me a fatal error. I think, oh shit, I've done it now. But then it just doesn't work. I can't upload it. So I go to upload the show, the normal show, like I regularly do, thinking it's going to work. And I get the same fucking error. So now I got a problem. I can't upload MP3s to stonerjesus.net. That's my whole thing, man. It's my whole thing. That's where most people find the show. That's... I'm not going to get into a big fucking technical discussion. Suffice it to say, it's a fucking problem. So that's why there's no MP3s of these shows on sternerjesus.net. And the St. Patrick's Day special that we just did Friday, live from the Cock and Balls Pub in East Stoner Heaven, is also not up there. If I can't get a fucking ruling on this and get some help on this, I've contacted my webmaster person and said, look, I need some shit. I need some shit. I need this shit fixed. If it's not fixed, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. What I can do is what I did the other day on this page right here, the Facebook page. I uploaded our 6-year anniversary show from February 24th. I uploaded it. I played it. And people could listen to it. And you still go listen to it on the Facebook page. You go listen to the 6th anniversary show. I may just take the St. Patrick's Day show and put it up, either streaming on Facebook or YouTube. Stream it somewhere where people can get it. Technical issues, man. Pissing me off. Anyway, you can find us here every Sunday night. I got a lot of ideas for future guests, interviews. I want to get an eclectic group. I don't want it to be all one thing. But I also want to reintroduce some of the things that we used to do on the Stoner Jesus Show, some of the classics. We'll play some of the old bits. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Stoner Jesus Show, I'm just sitting here just like this, just like you're looking at me, for 6 years. Trying to think of funny shit to say and funny shit to do. Sometimes it's a struggle. Most times it's a struggle. But here we are. We do have sponsors. We do have sponsors for the show. You see one of them, like I said right there, Dankbox. Dankbox is a monthly subscription box. I should have pulled up their fucking website like the professional I am. I planned on pulling up their website, and then I just didn't, because I forgot. I was doing a lot of other shit. Like I said, I'm directing and all that crap. Dankbox.co, you can see us scrolling along the bottom there. I'm going to read it the way they have it. See, it's another thing that's supposed to go on the MP3, the live read of the sponsors. Dankbox, you can subscribe for as little as $27.95 a month to the box, or they have a Dank Pack, which is like a smaller version of that. Low is $9.95 a month. You get a customizable subscription with 6+ items, shipped discreet on the 20th of each month. Each Dank Box includes premium essentials, fun accessories, natural snacks, and quality glass. You all are familiar with the monthly subscription box concept. Dank Box, awesome sponsor of the show. Like I said, they're right there. Dankbox.co. Their Facebook is also linked in the description of this show. Go check them out. Dank Box. And welcome, Dankbox. Thank you for chilling with us. You know, this is for a sponsor, for a company to go in on something like this, something that's very new. I mean, who wants to watch some guy in a goofy fucking hat and his headphones cockeyed, sitting talking to a fucking microphone? I don't know. I guess we're gonna find out, aren't we? We're gonna find out. Melissa checking in, longtime fan of the show as well. See people refinding the show after all these years, because now I'm on like Facebook and I'm in their face. I'm like, hey, I'm in your Facebook. You got to come look at me. Please come look at me. Especially what this show is. It's me begging for attention. Please, please come look at me. Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Like I said, every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's what we're going to try to do. If it gets really popular, we'll do more nights. We'll do more shit. Well, there's all kinds of stuff we can do. With this software and the connectability, is that if that's what you want to, the words you want to use? I don't know. It's the word I want to use. Connectability. It's tonight's word. You know, you don't need PBS. Trump's going to cut PBS. It doesn't matter. Shit can go off the air. You come here to learn. Connectability. The number is 420. So the show's brought to you by. So anyway, go share all that shit. Like I said, our group for fans of the show, that's there. Go check that out. I'll try to get everybody, you know, added as the show goes on. Debbie and Granny coming up in about 20 minutes. We're going to have her on the old Skype machine. We got some stories coming up after the break. During this break, we're just going to play some, you know, some old school shit from the show. We got a Malaysian airline. Well, I spelled that wrong. Malaysian airline pilot call. For those of you who never heard that. Also, a song parody. I love smoking bowls. All that is coming up. I know, right? Where has this show been all your life? You had no idea that so much awesomeness was contained in this little video. God damn. But I've brought it to you. Seek and ye shall find. Amen, motherfucker. Stoner Jesus on a show on Facebook Live. Dave and Granny coming up. Some awesome stories about the priest, the rabbi, and the atheist smoking weed. Plus the artificial intelligence sex doll. Yeah, that's right. You heard me correctly. The artificial intelligence sex doll. All that's coming up. Stay tuned, hoes.
Hello, everybody. Stoner Jesus here. I believe we have a special caller on the line. He is a Malaysian airline pilot. And he's a captain. I don't know what captain means over there, but it says his name is Captain Johnny, which I believe is some kind of pseudonym, because I don't think that there's many Johnnies in Malaysia. Be that as it may, he probably doesn't want his identity known. We do have a caller on the line. I believe he's flying a Malaysian airliner right now, and he has a very special message for those of you out there who are maybe a little scared to fly a Malaysian airliner due to the recent tragedies over the last few months. So let's see if we got him. Captain Johnny, are you there?
Yes, Stoner Jesus. Thank you for letting me to be
yes,
calling
yes.
you.
Thank you for being on the show. Yes. I understand that you're up there. You're flying right now, is that right?
Yes, I'm flying right now. It's a very, very beautiful night. We're going from Amsterdam back to the Malaysia.
So basically your message is to the people that Malaysian Airlines are very safe.
Yes.
These last couple crashes weren't that, you know, the missing plane and the missile thing. It really can't color people's expectations of Malaysian Airlines. You have very safe planes. Is that correct?
Yes, that is right, Stoner Jesus. The plane, the missile and the missing plane are very much anomalies. Malaysian Airlines is very, very safe. You must comply with us. We fly all over the world. And
Captain Johnny, what's that? What's that noise?
Oh no, what is that? Oh, we're losing altitude. We're losing altitude. Oh hey, my God.
Captain Johnny, can you
hear me? Oh my God, hang up that stupid phone. Oh my God, we're going to die. Oh my God, we're going to die.
Is he gone? Is he gone? Oh, well, that didn't end well. Well, shit. I guess it kind of takes away from his whole the whole thing he was trying to get across there, that Malaysian Airlines are very safe. It's a shame. Hopefully Captain Johnny can call back if he's still alive and, you know, 5 or 10 seconds or, you know, whatever it takes for a plane to plummet out of the air and crash. So our thoughts and prayers are with Captain Johnny of Malaysian Airlines. I'm going to go back to what I said before. I wouldn't fly Malaysian Airlines. This hasn't helped. In fact, this has made me more convinced that I'm not going to fly on Malaysia Airlines. It's a real shame. We knew him so short a time. I guess R.I.P. Captain Johnny.
Yeah, another St. Peter classic. Fire it up, yo. I saw her standing there looking all hot and shit. As I walked across the room, I knew this was it. Her titties were standing out, the kind you want to put in your mouth. And I asked her straight up if she would sell me some weed. Yeah, some weed. And I asked her right then if she would sell me some weed. Yeah, some weed. Saying I love smoking bowls. Pack it up and stick it in my mouth, baby. I love smoking bowls. Fire one up and I'll suck on it. Woot! She smiled and motioned for me to follow her. She led me outside and we stopped next to a dumpster. I asked her if she had the shit. She said the chill, she hit it. Next thing I knew, she pulled out this dank-ass weed. Dank-ass weed. She pulled out this fat bag of dank-ass weed. Dank-ass weed. Saying, I love smoking balls. Pack it up and shove it in my mouth, baby. I love smoking balls. Fire it up and puff on it. Woot! Yeah, blaze one up, bitch! She said, you're really hot. Do you want to share this pot? I said, would you just sell me some fucking weed? Yeah, some weed. I'm looking to buy a bag of fucking weed. Yeah, some weed. Because I love smoking bowls. They're nice and hard in my mouth, baby. I love smoking bowls. Let's move along now so I can smoke some weed. Yeah. That bitch was persistent. But I got my fucking bag of weed. I went home and smoked it by myself. I'm awesome.
Whoops. Yeah, there we go. Helps if I turn the microphone up. I got this. I'm a professional. Don't worry about me. Snow Jesus Show. On Facebook Live. Got some stories coming up. Got Dabbing Granny coming up as well. Everybody coming into the show, welcome. Thank you for giving us a shot. I hope you stay. If you don't, it's no big deal, man. It's not for everybody. But for some people, it is for them. And then they like it. And then, you know, they stay for it. We do have another sponsor. Of course, Kind Soil. Watch me do this very well. Whoops, don't want to delete it. There we go. I'm going to do that. Do that. Bam. Look at me. Look at me. All like, you know, directing and shit. That's Kind Soil. That is one of our other awesome sponsors. They're linked in the description as well. I'll tell you about them coming up before we talk to Dabbing Granny. But first, we gotta get to some stories. Many of you have probably seen this video. The priest, the rabbi, and the atheist smoking weed. What the hell is this other video? I'm trying to play me another video. Bro Bible. You're killing me, Bro Bible. Oh, I can't pause that. The fucking shitty Chips trailer. Fuck you. Fuck you, Chips. You bitch. Look at this shit. I mean, that chick's fucking hot, but come on. Chips. I'm not going to watch that. It doesn't get me fucking... I can't pause it. God damn it. It's annoying. Anyway, you've probably seen the video. The rabbi and the atheist smoking weed. As soon as we get done with this shit, go down. God damn. Turn up the audio. Let me fucking get this. It was 8 minutes long. We're not going to watch fucking 8 minutes, but, you know, we'll check it out.
You want me to do it again?
One more clap, you guys?
Perfect. All right.
Hey, introduce yourself,
please. Get in mind.
My name is Jim Morrell. I'm a rabbi. I'm here to experience one of God's creations. I have smoked marijuana many years ago. I haven't done it for a while.
I'm Chris Schuler. I'm an Episcopal priest. Never smoked it all that much. Probably more in high school.
My name's Carlos Dillard. I'm a conservative homosexual atheist. I grew up Southern Baptist, part of my life in foster care, and then I grew up part of my life adopted as a Roman Catholic. So.
I hope this gets better. This is already annoying me and boring the fuck out of me. You got like 20 seconds, motherfuckers. Start smoking some weed and talking about shit.
This is going to be really interesting.
When's the last time you smoked marijuana?
Maybe like an hour or so.
What is your religion say about marijuana? Is it okay to smoke marijuana?
I would say the majority of people who self-identify as Christians, they're probably not too down on smoking marijuana. There's no biblical precedent for this, really. Although I have to say, you know, I've known thousands of Episcopalians, and plenty of them smoke dope.
We call it weed now. You, like, smoking dope is like smoking, like,
yeah,
like dope. Like,
okay.
Like,
we're talking
dope.
About weed here.
Okay.
Let me change that to okay. Weed.
I'm talking about weed, son.
I'd actually need some coaching. I
got you.
Put some of this in here.
No. Just kind of like want to crunch that all up.
If it's like everything else in life, it won't take much for me to be like, you know, stoned out of my gourd. Hold it.
Hold it, and then you're going to light it at the same time and pull. And oh, this is going to be fun.
Okay, I'm on the coughing break now. Thank you. My lungs are not used to smoke. Now that was impressive.
This is kind of cool. I'm smoking with some priests and a rabbi. Check off my bucket list.
I definitely feel a little something. Just a little slower.
A little slower. You just get a little bit slower.
Yeah. I also feel burning right here where it's so impossible to hit and inhale.
See, look.
If I'm really
like
not
that.
Used to the smoke.
He's not a quitter. Take one for the team.
You come through some challenges, right?
Started off as a religious person.
Oh, yes. Really
religious.
Really religious. Catholic
so what,
school.
So what happened?
I was 14 years old, and my priest denied my confirmation. He actually said that the diocese excommunicated me for the church because I openly had gay sex acts in our school, which I did. I'm like, okay, so I started doing more research on God and what is God, and no one can't deny that someone brilliant did this.
Well,
but
who did
I
it?
Don't know who did it. Personally, I can't.
Now you're going to bore me again. You're getting some really deep philosophical conversations about God and all that stuff. That's great. I mean, it's easy for me to sit here and say, I think there could have been some editing done. I mean, I'm sure there could be like a funny 2-minute version of that. But 8 minutes, I can't do 8 minutes, bro. I can't do it, bro. It is funny, though. I need an idea like that. I need to get something going. I need some viral videos. Oh, my God. Now the Daily Mirror is asking me questions about home decor and design. Are you fucking kidding me? What is it? Not at all interested. That's a good answer. I'm not interested.
I'm on for you.
Who's
always.
That?
All the time.
Oh, that's a sex doll. Man, that freaked me out. I know you all heard that at home, too. Or wherever you are. I thought somebody was talking to me. It's the sex doll. Anyway. Artificial intelligence sex doll Samantha capable of emotional closeness and can switch from family to sex mode, or to sexy mode, sorry. Although, is there a difference? It's, Samantha.
I love this. Nice and gentle. Now then, what's next?
You're gonna suck it? I don't know. It'd be funny if he said that, though. That's creepy, dude. That's fucking creepy. I'm going to cuddle up and I'm going to like next to that and I'm going to fall asleep and I'm wake up and have those fucking eyes staring at me. No thanks, dude. Bro.
Samantha is interactive. Basically, she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes.
There's some nice titties.
You can touch Samantha, for example, in the hips. You can touch Samantha also in the arms. You can touch Samantha in the hands. You can kiss Samantha. She likes to be kissed. Normally, she likes to be kissed always. And also, she responds to basically the G-spots and also the breasts. She can also respond to the hands. So basically, the hands are family, they're romantic, the hips are family and romantic, and basically the spots where basically she feels sexy would be mouth and the G-spot.
So basically, if you touch her on the hand, she goes into family mode. If you grab her by the pussy, in the parlance of our president, she goes into sexy mode. I got it. I got it, ma'am. I would not pay money for that. I think it says in here how much 16 pounds a month. No, that's not it. I don't know. It doesn't matter how much. It'd be too much. They said it was $20. That thing would creep me out. Man, it's no. No. Okay, we've got Dabbing Granny coming up. So we have more bits. There's Stenergy's infomercial for the Booty Sponge coming up, as well as Look at All This Weed We Have song parody. Just classic. Classic stuff. Stenergy's show on Facebook Live. I don't know if the comments are up or coming up. I think I got to refresh. We'll see. It's all coming. It's all coming. Just don't worry about it. Stenergy's show on Facebook Live. Dabbing Granny coming up. Yo.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live.
Yeah.
It's time now for another awesome infomercial. As you know, or may not know, we don't pay St. Peter any money to be on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, right?
It is.
The amount of awesomeness you bring to this show, Peter, that we don't pay you.
It is crazy.
Alas, we don't. But what we do, according to the contract that I have signed with St. Peter, every now and then we got to sell one of his products, or at least attempt to sell one of his products, or do some kind of stupid special, whatever.
That's stupid, Jesus.
We need to do to fulfill my contractual obligations to St. Peter. Tonight, one of those infomercials, and you have this written here, Peter. I don't know what this says. I can't read your handwriting. What's your infomercial product tonight?
It's the St. Peter Booty Sponge.
I'm sorry, what?
The St. Peter Booty Sponge. It's a booty sponge, Jesus.
Are you saying booty sponge?
Yeah.
B-O-O-T-Y sponge. Booty
right,
sponge.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
It's a sponge you like use to clean your booty off with your booty sponge.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
You mean for like the hole, the booty hole?
No, the whole booty. All over the booty.
The whole booty?
You get the whole booty all over the booty with the sponge and it's all clean and stuff, Jesus.
Okay, I don't.
What don't you get?
I don't understand. Why wouldn't they just like use a rag or something?
No, they use a sponge. A sponge is much better. Jesus, a sponge, we use a sponge.
So it works better than a rag?
Oh, I can't really say that for sure, but yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, I have another question. Why do they need to buy a special sponge from you? Can't they just use a regular sponge?
No, Jesus, they need a special St. Peter booty sponge for their booty.
Man, these questions are going to come up. I'm just trying to help you out.
Look, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, man. Is this for the booty? It's for their booty. I'm tired of this bullshit, Jesus. What do you want me to say? It's for their booty.
I don't understand.
Why don't you understand?
How much do you think it's going to cost?
Literally, $7.99, Jesus.
What?
$7.99? You can't fucking hear something?
You can get like a whole pack of sponges for like a dollar. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, they need a special booty sponge for their booties. You gotta keep your booty clean, Jesus. You gotta keep your booty clean.
Did you put
clean.
Any thought in this at all?
Of course I did. Of course I put thought into it. It's great.
No, I'm asking you a serious question. Did you put any thought into this
Jesus.
Infomercial that we're doing right now?
Look, Jesus.
Peter.
Look.
Peter.
Okay, well, I may admit that I might have woke up this morning and didn't have anything planned for tonight.
Uh-huh.
So then I came up with the booty sponge thing, and well, this is what we're going with.
So in the several hours before the show, the best you could come up with was to take a sponge and call it a booty sponge and give it like an 800% markup.
Basically, Jesus.
All right.
I don't know if your math is correct, but yeah.
You know, oddly enough, that's not the worst infomercial we've ever done, but I think it's pretty close.
You
got to admit, Peter. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
my
best.
For realies.
For realies.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. I just said I did know
Holy
what you're saying.
Shit.
God damn, Jesus.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show Live.
Wait, he's breaking my balls for
sin.
Do
not go out and buy St. Peter's booty sponges.
No, they should buy it still.
I can't.
They should still buy the booty sponge.
This counts, by the way. Contractually, This counts.
No, you did a shitty job, Jesus.
That was officially an infomercial.
You did a shitty job. This doesn't count.
Fuck you, Peter.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Bullshit. That was your dumb idea. It counts. I'm counting it.
By the booty sponge.
In the hole.
You did a shitty job, Jesus. The booty hole.
St. Peter's booty sponge. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We will be back.
You said the booty hole. Look at this weed I have. So high I just got to laugh. How did our eyes get so red? Must have been the blunts we took to the head. And this is where I used to buy weed. It would have everything that I need. It had all the latest strains. Spend the day baking my brain. I swear I get so fucking high. Smoked a ton and never did I die. Criminal record for blazing doobies. And looking through your mom's window to see your boobies. I wonder if they still sell pot. And the daughter was kinda hot. I wonder if she's legal now. And if she would drink a roofie down. Oh God, I got tons of memories of getting baked. Even though some were lost in the haze, it's time to say it, I have to say it. I was so high, I got tons of memories of getting high. Spending most of my time on cloud nine, it's time to say it, I have to say it. I got so high. Oh man, I remember those days. I was pretty fucking high. It's kind of the point of the song, you know? I remember that one smoke session. It truly was a stoner Jesus blessing. The cops could smell it a mile away. I haven't run that hard since that day. We used to have to hide to smoke. Now we chill in the studio and talk. We said someday it will be legalized. Won't be worried about hiding the red in our eyes. Met Mary Jane when I was 16. Ever then she's been my queen. I've been hitting that every night. That bitch is out of sight. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. I got tons of memories of getting baked. Even though some of them are lost in the haze, it's time to say it, I have to say it. I was so high, lots of memories of getting high. Spending most of my time on cloud nine, it's time to say it, I have to say it. I got so fucking high. It's pretty fucking high, yo.
Yeah, pretty fucking high, yo. It's classic stuff. Some of that stuff I haven't heard in a while. And well, maybe there's a reason for that. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. About to call Dabbing Granny here. I forgot to tell you about our sponsor, Kind Soil. Shop.kindsoil.com. You see that at the bottom there. Never use nutrients again. This is all you need. If you're growing, there's a lot of states now that have legal growing. No matter what you're growing, you won't need nutrients. Again, this is the only soil you'll ever need. Shop.kindsoil.com. There's a Kind Soil banner on sternjesus.net. Go check them out. Awesome sponsor of the show. They're linked in the page as well, the video description for the show. Trent, Rick, Jim, Alexander, Liza, all chilling in the chat area. Hell yeah. They said Dave and Granny coming up. Hopefully that audio will work well. I know what I'm doing here. I guess we'll find out, won't we? Okay, excuse me. Bring up Skype. Hit the video. See if this works. Deb and Grant, are you there? All I see is a picture. Oh, there you go. Here, let me hang up and call you back and see if we can get the video, okay? Hang with Dave and Granny, go back. Get the video. Bam. Technology. Oh, yeah. It's working. Now, still the picture. The piece of picture.
Camera?
I'm not sure. I think when it comes up, it should be a little like video thing, but I've never done Skype really on the phone.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Dave and Granny. Let's see if we can get her on the air. Here. I realize I didn't have her audio up either. Now I do. That could have been a fuck up or better proportions as well. I'm going to go. Okay. Let's try this. There we go.
Oh. Okay.
Now we have it.
Now you can see me.
Absolutely. Dave and Granny, welcome to the show.
Fantastic.
Not a problem.
We're doing my party trick. I'm doing this for just anybody, you know.
Well, awesome.
How's your day going, Stoner Jesus?
Great. Another great day.
Okay.
Whoops.
So we ready? Here we go.
There we go. I had the wrong trip there. Go ahead.
Okay.
You grab a bong. Hey, it's me. Wow, that is impressive. Very nice.
That is
awesome. Thank you, Debbie and Granny.
You're very welcome.
So,
not a whole lot of 61-year-old women can hold their breath out.
I would imagine not. I probably can't do it myself. So, you mentioned you're 61. What did you hear about marijuana when you were younger? Did people talk about it a lot? And if so, what did they tell you?
Well, yeah, it was bad shit, you know. Only crazy people and dirty hippies partook in that shit.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be one of them.
Yeah, I got pretty much the same shit. So, in our talks, you mentioned that you've been a fan of the show before you started dabbing. How did you come to find the Stoner Jesus Show podcast?
I think I just was like Googling for some stoner kind of podcast, some cannabis podcast. You were one of the first ones I came across, and you make me laugh.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm always glad to hear from fans. I try. I figure if I make myself laugh, there'll be some other people out there laughing along with me.
I bet it's just natural.
Yeah, it is. It was one of my few talents. But luckily, we live in a world, as you know, where you can, get on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook and whatever and create and do what you love to do.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. So,
I'm a little cooler here.
You're very prepared. Looking at your room, you're very prepared. Absolutely.
Now, what are we going to ask
me? You're obviously famous, quote unquote, for being Dave and Granny. How did you come to do dabs? Like, what was your first dab like? How did that come about?
Oh. It wasn't the best experience. Like I said, I've been medicating for about 46 years.
Yeah.
And so my tolerance was pretty high. And one of my bartenders here in Colorado Springs was like, "You're in here every damn day buying flour. You should try dabbing." This was 2 years ago. And I was like, I looked around and there was all these 25-year-old boys, you know, thereabouts, young boys with their slapback hats. And I was like, nah, I don't think so. That's a culture thing. I don't think I fit in. And they're like, yeah, just try it. You might like it. So I said, okay, I'll try it. Well, they hooked me up with a little dab rig, and they sent me home with some chatter, and they told me only dab, like, a quarter of my pinky fingernail. And I got home and I torched up my thing just like they told me to. And I thought, what the hell do these young kids know? I've been smoking forever. I can do a dab as big as my fingernail. Forget that quarter of the shit. And it was a heavy sativa. My husband was sitting across the room in the chair and I dabbed it. My heart, I could hear my heart pounding in my head. And I stood up and he said, are you okay? And I said, no. I do not believe I have been this high since I was a freshman in high school. I didn't even know what to do. I was that stoned. I didn't know what to do. I had to go take a shower because I didn't know what to do.
Wow. So,
that was my first day.
After that, what made you keep going?
Because I figured I was going to get down to a fine art. I like challenges, and I figured there's got to be something about this that's good. There's so many of these young people that are doing it.
Yeah.
And I just kept doing it, and now I pretty much know. I'm pretty much a 101 on how to dab.
Yeah, so what made you make the transition to, you know, doing it online and live streams and all that?
Well, actually, like I said, I'm a medicated driver, but I did it very discreetly because I ran a nonprofit on a military installation.
Oh.
Yeah. And they didn't need to know my business. And then once I did start dabbing, once my bartenders talked into it, I got one of those portable emails, you know, one of those electronic
yep.
things. And I just started doing videos, and the company was like, you're funny. People will like you. Something about you kind of comes through the computer. Well, the commanding force on Fort Carson seen that.
Wow.
They didn't like the dad and granny being the person that was running their nonprofit. So they fired me.
Wow.
Then they banned me from the whole military installation. So, for Jesus.
Wow. So how does that, go down? They call you in the office and say, you know, we saw you doing dab online or what?
No, they called me on the phone and they said, you have 10 minutes to get here. And I got there and it was like Spanish Inquisition.
Wow.
And they said they wanted all my law, you know, they wanted everything I did to run the business. And I'm like, what's going on here? And they said, we have found your replacement. I said, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know we were looking for one, but okay. And then they said, we will supervise you as you clean out your desk. And I said, fuck you.
Absolutely.
After 25 years of giving you back $50,000 to $75,000 every year, I will not be treated like a fucking criminal. I will come in here, I will clean out my desk, and then I'll leave the keys. Which I did, and then that Monday, that was on a Saturday, I did that. Monday, I got the letter saying I was banned from the installation. And I called my congressman and said, I'm not a terrorist, I've not done anything wrong, I medicate legally, I have a card, I've never taken medicine on Fort Carson, so they had to let it go. But I can never go back to the nonprofit I was at.
Wow. So,
but that's what, I have more fun now than I did then.
Absolutely. So, speaking of fun, how many, if you ever keep count, how many dabs a day would you say you do?
I don't know how many dabs I do, but I smoke probably about 4 grams of concentrate a day, and maybe an eighth of weed.
Wow. This is impressive.
Here, I got some really good stuff right here.
What is that? String.
Here we have some white rabbit.
Okay.
Here we have some Tropicana.
Very nice.
Here we have some Lake of Fire. Gorilla Glue's downstairs, and this is some Super Silver Haze.
So if you had to pick like the go-to strain as your favorite, what would you pick?
I don't smoke a whole lot of flower, but that Tropicana is real good. That's got lots of heavy orange turps. But then, Stoner Jesus, this is my bag. That's just a little bit of flower. This is my concentrate.
Wow.
what I got. You know, I had an altercation with the Metro Police in Las Vegas.
Really? How long ago was that?
Oh, yeah. Last week when I flew back. I went to the Cannabis Cup in Vegas, and I flew with my medicine, and I intended to fly home with my medicine. I had done it 2 weeks previous to that, and there was no issues. This time there was big issues.
Wow.
They thought I was transporting kilos. When I had 3 grams of flour, and I had a lot of wax, but they didn't care about that.
Hmm.
So they seized my medicine. I told the two police officers, "You give that back to me." And they said, "What?" I said, "You give that back to me. That's my medicine." And they said, "What?" And I said, "You heard me. I didn't stutter. My license is in there. My photo ID is in there. I'm not doing anything illegal. You give that back to me." And he said, "You can't fly with that." And I said, "Yes, I can. I flew here with it, and I intend to fly home with it." And he said, "It's up to the TSA agent." And she had been with me for quite some time. I'd been through like 15 TSA agents. And she said, "I have the final say." And he said, "Yes, ma'am, you do." And she was the only one that was nice to me. She was like, "Here you go, Granny. Here's your medicine. And run. You've got 3 minutes to make it to your
flight." Wow. That is nice. Yeah. Such an incredible.
When I got home, I thought only in today's world would I stand there and argue with the Metro Police. You give me back my medicine.
Yeah.
Because 20 years ago, I would have went to prison for this shit.
It's amazing thing how many crimes are going on while everybody is focused on what's in your bag.
What are we going to do with this Jeffrey Sessions guy?
Hopefully, as I've said on the show before, hopefully he decides it's just not a fight that he wants right now. The more he talks, the more it doesn't look that way, but that's still the hope, I guess.
You know, I'm just kind of worried that they're going to appoint a second asshat. There's talk about putting Chris Christie in another position where you know this guy's nodding your head as well. If they put Chris Christie in there with Jeffrey Sessions, we're going to have a civil war.
It's going to be a battle. You know, lots of...
What makes me mad is Donald Trump promised us he would leave this up to the states.
Yeah, well. You know how that goes. Thankfully, a lot of state lawmakers and stuff have already said that they're going to stand up and they're going to fight. I guess we'll see if it comes down to that. Like I said, hopefully they just decided that, you know, they laid it out there and they got a lot of pushback and they got a lot of feedback and people said, "Don't do this." And, you know, hopefully they decide that there's other battles they want to pick. They want to go build their fucking wall or whatever stupid shit they're going to do. And just leave the case alone.
And leave the case alone. What worries me about the cannabis industry is I believe the government is just trying to get their greedy paws in.
Yeah. They want to control everything.
That would be horrible.
It's a weird time. I mean, there's a lot of progress, but there's a lot more work to do. You know, everybody out there listening. Still so much to do. We got to, and the time is now. This is the time of the great ball.
And these people know that this really is medicine. Now, so Jesus, I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass and say I don't enjoy the effects of cannabis. I do.
As do we all. There are many reasons.
But I also know it is true medicine.
Absolutely. A lot of people depend on it.
We weaned my husband off opioids just last year using cannabis and CBD.
Wow.
And he was on lots of them good pharmaceuticals. He was on a fentanyl patch, which is like heroin.
Wow.
All this was his medication daily. So he had that fentanyl patch he changed every 72 hours. 40 milligrams of extended release morphine twice a day, 50 milligrams of immediate release up to 5 times a day. He was like a damn zombie.
Wow.
And I said, "This is bullshit." So we weaned him off of it. Now he's pretty much opioid free.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Because that shit is nothing but poison.
Yeah. The side effects and just the destruction it does to your body. And luckily, a lot of people are noticing now, but you know, there's a lot of studies out now reports that
In states with medical marijuana laws, opioid addiction is down, overdoses are down, prescriptions are down, all that stuff. So it's working. Sometimes it seems slow, but it's not even working.
Now, you've been fighting the battle for cannabis for a long time, and I know that you weren't always in a legal state. Was it hard for you to put your voice behind something that maybe could have caused you to be?
I'm still in a legal state right now.
I thought you went legal.
No. Now, this, as it says in the story, is for tobacco use only, clearly.
Yes.
But yeah, it's not something to really worry about, but, you know, it's not as enlightened as some other places.
Well, we're getting there. More and more states.
Yep.
Even if the federal government is saying no, more states are saying, you know what? The people are saying they want it.
Yeah, it's inevitable. But it's just, there's some places in the country it's going to take a while to get to. Which, you know, it's a shame for those people, but it is what it is, you know, every day. Other than doing a show, not really. I'm always on the air for 420, no matter what day it is. I'll be on the air somewhere, either on the podcast or probably on here. Seems like a good idea. Because people love as a writer, I mostly write about cannabis and stuff like that for like 7 years. And mostly, the people who come to see us on 420, the search engine results go up and everything just goes through the fucking roof. And the entire world is looking at, you know, the issue, at least for the day. And it's just a straight day to get out and, you know, just get people, get eyes on the issue. Even if I'm sitting here doing something goofy or, you know, trying to make people laugh.
Yes, I do know.
You know, eyes on the issue and then it's something for them to think about. And if, you know, it makes people think, then hell yeah. It's a great thing to do. It's what people need to do more of. A lot more thinking.
And using a little fucking common sense, maybe.
Absolutely.
Well, that pisses me off when people don't use the damn common sense they were gifted.
So, Damon Green, I know you're on a lot of places online. What's like the main place to find you?
Instagram. I'm dabbing _Grand.
Yeah.
That's where I do most of my stuff. I always get in trouble on Facebook. I don't know how you stay out of trouble. I'm always in Facebook timeout where I can't post videos. I can only post pictures.
No, I guess I'm as far as like the video content, I'm pretty lame or pretty tame. But if, you know, hopefully they don't listen to this ever talking about. But I haven't run afoul of TV standards as of yet. But I expect it.
I think my issues are when I have music playing in the background.
Yeah. I have been flagged a couple of times for copyright music. That's why I'm playing music tonight. It's just, I don't know, you know. I don't want to have do a whole show and have them just say, hey, we're not going to let you put this up. And then, you know, it's just all the momentum.
No, it's not worth it, is it?
So, but I heard Instagram at some point, I don't know if they still do, but they do it. They target a lot of marijuana accounts.
You know, they do. And I cannot explain how it's been 16 months that I've been on social media. They've never come after me.
Wow. Seems like it would be, you know, anyway, probably more so than any other marijuana pages or whatever. Probably get a lot of pushback from
people. But even when I was at 10,000 or so, you would have thought back then I would have maybe been deleted because my content has always been the same. It's needy and squirrely and medicating.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely know who you are at this point.
Yeah, I have. I'm just like 2,000 short of 300,000
followers. Yeah, I know she's being like a few thousand, you know, every couple days I look at it.
I get about 1,000 a night. I don't. My following is from all over the world. It's very strange to me because I'm the same person I've always been, so I don't understand this. I don't understand this instant thing.
Hey, some of us just have, you know, a calling, and this is yours. So luckily we have this technology that allows us to do this kind of shit. You know, I remember trying to put audio online in 2001. It was like a podcast type of thing, and it was impossible. I mean, 56K modem, and it's just, you know, we never succeeded.
I've never, first moved here from Europe back in 93. And at that point, my husband's always been in computers, so I know about technology. But there was, the internet back then was like bulletin board.
Yeah.
The downloading them like a Pong game could take you 3 days to fucking get.
Yep.
And then we moved on to, it was like a internet relay chat. And I remember trying to find audio back in probably 2000, and it was damn near impossible. And where we are now is just, it's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah. There are people watching this, you know, on their phone, just out and about, you know, driving a car or something, or, you know, at a party.
We'll probably get a lot of hits. We'll probably get a lot of views.
Oh, yeah.
I have a small dedicated following on Facebook. And then Debato, who is one of my sponsors, all their fans were going to tune in and watch this, so we'll probably get a lot of views.
Awesome.
And then I'll put something up on Dad and Granny's page, and something up on my Instagram page to steer them over here to Facebook.
Awesome. This is definitely appreciated. I said any guys we can get on the show is a good thing. So we've been pretty good so far. I think the last show got over 4,000 views. So, you know, we can shout it at tonight.
We will. We'll set records.
Oh, yeah. And then tomorrow, Chris will come after me. So far, we've, we steer clear of stuff, of, the Facebook wrath. Because if they come after me there, I guess I have to go to YouTube, and it's not a whole fucking ball of worms. And
I'm on YouTube as well. But, you know, are you on YouTube?
Yeah, we have like 200 subscribers or something on there.
Do you like to do the YouTube live streaming?
I was testing this format. I was trying to decide between Facebook and YouTube, and there's quite a few reasons I chose Facebook. One is our syndication program, but I tried YouTube, and even though I posted on Twitter, where supposedly a lot of people would, you know, would see it, because I have like 147,000 on Twitter, just couldn't get any traction, couldn't get people in the chat room, and we've had a lot more interaction stuff here on Facebook, so that's what I went with.
I get interaction wherever I go. I try to spread it out, because you know how time-consuming social media can be.
Oh, yeah.
And because I quit doing Periscope. Do you still do Periscope?
Every now and then. If I have like some little mobile thing or something like that, I'll be on there quick.
Instagram pretty much made it so easy that I don't stray too far from there, because I can do my story, which is like Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I can do live streaming, which was took the place of Periscope. And then, of course, my feed, which is mostly what my sponsors want me to post on. Mm. You know about sponsorship.
Oh, absolutely.
That evil word, sponsorship.
Without sponsorship, there would be no sponsors. That's no doubt.
Without sponsorship, I couldn't consume 4 grams of medicine a day. Because I don't smoke Trimerone. I smoke fairly good medicine.
Yeah.
My husband's not going to pay for me to smoke that much. He's like, I didn't work on my life for retirement for you to smoke up all my money. Yes, that's that movie, Up in Smoke.
That's another amazing thing about what we do. You know, we provide a service for, you know, because a lot of these places, a lot of your sponsors, a lot of mine, there's nowhere else they can advertise. They're not going to have a billboard or a TV commercial or any of that shit. They're dependent on the internet and entertainment vehicles and people like us to get their name out there and get people to check them out.
Do you know, I will tell you something funny. Something I never thought would happen in my lifetime. I'm on a billboard up in Denver,
yeah,
on the Green Mile on Colfax. It's for one of my sponsors, Ooze 420. I smoke out of this. It's like a fan thing you attach to this. And then you hit this teapot. So I'm on a billboard up in Denver smoking out of my teapot. And I never in my life thought I would be on the billboard.
That is awesome. Damn Granny, I want to thank you for taking the time to come hang out with us. You're welcome back anytime, of course. And before we let you go, is there anything you want to say to the people listening?
I just want you all to keep fighting the good fight for cannabis. I want you to help people on the daily if you can. These are the things I like to say every day. Make it the best day you possibly can. Do your own personal best and try to do it kind of deep. That's my philosophy on life. And usually it works out pretty good.
Awesome. David Granny, thank you so much for being on the show. And have a good night.
You do the same. Have me back. back again. I really enjoyed it. I just like the film.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Be good.
All right. Thank you, Deb and Granny.
Bye-bye.
Deb and Granny on the Skype. It was awesome. Hopefully it sounded good. See, we had people in the, I'll refresh, like people see people in the chat area as far as comments and stuff. Hopefully it wasn't just a bunch of comments of people saying, I can't hear anything. Because I couldn't see the comments, because like, if I had to have the Skype up and I brought the Skype down, then it would show on the screen, and I don't know. Kaylee was in here checking us out. And then, man, these comments are like not really in order. They changed the order. I don't know. It's very disconcerting. we are going to get out of here. Check the numbers. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Hell yeah. Hopefully no technical issues. As I said, thanks again to our sponsors, Dankbox and Kind Soil. I think the Dab and Granny I have linked. I think they may not be her. I think that's like another page. I don't know. I'll check it out. But Dab and Granny, thank you for being on the show. I think she liked, she liked the thing, so I could be able to find her. Okay. I'm talking to myself. Fuck you, man. Now, we're going to get out of here. But what I do at the end of every show is play what I call a web wisdom video. In our YouTube page, there is a playlist for these. Tonight, we've done different things. But basically, the point of the... Gotta get it fucking ready. The point of the web wisdom video is to get you to think about something in a way maybe you haven't before. For those of you who don't know, I'm a libertarian, politically, very liberty-oriented political philosophy. And, I'm not here to change anybody's mind. It's the end of the show. We play these web wisdom videos. If you don't want to listen, if you don't want to check it out, that's fine. You don't have to. You can go ahead and, we're not going to do anything else. You're not going to miss anything. We're good to go. But if you do want to look at an issue or something else, maybe in a different light, maybe get outside your echo chamber, hear a different viewpoint, look at things in a different way. That's the point of the web wisdom video. Tonight, we have someone called Frederick Bastiat. You may not know who this is, but if you're interested in the liberty philosophy or libertarianism, he's a very good place to start. And this video will tell you why. So here, the problem is, of course, I try to upload this shit, and it doesn't work. We're here every Sunday night. Thanks, everybody. Oh, damn. 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next week, probably. I'll take some weeks off, but I got to get this MP3 fucking issue figured out with stonerjesus.net. It's a problem. It's a fucking problem I don't need. I have enough problems. So, check this out. Thanks, everybody.
Now
see you next time, next Sunday, bitches.
A famous essay by Frederick Bastiat on the seen versus the unseen, a classic theme in economic reasoning. This essay comes from 1850, and the title of it is That Which Is Seen and That Which Is Not Seen. It's available online and free. Bastiat, by the way, was first a judge and a legislator, and then a very important economic journalist. He's a very clear and forceful writer, and he gives some of the classic statements of libertarian arguments for free markets, most of all for free trade. A lot of people still read Bastiat to this day, especially classical liberals and libertarians. Bastiat gives a very famous example of what is called the broken window fallacy. So you can imagine, for instance, that if a boy came along and broke a window in a house, you might think that this creates jobs. After all, someone has to be hired to fix the window. The person hired to fix the window has to buy some glass, has to buy some materials to fix the window, and you might think that this is good for an economy. But Bastiat saw that that analysis was confusing the seen with the unseen. The money spent on fixing the window, had the window not been broken, actually would have gone to other uses and it would have created other jobs, and it actually would have been a more productive economy without the broken window and the money being allocated toward other economic activities. And yet we do not see that opportunity cost of the resources that are spent fixing the window, so it looks like fixing the window helps the economy, because that is the seen, but the unseen alternatives are simply harder to imagine. By the way, you may be familiar with Keynes's argument that actually destroying economic output can help an economy by stimulating economic activity. This doesn't actually refute Bastiat. There's still a good deal of evidence that even if government spending sometimes helps an economy, it's a bigger boost when the money is spent on productive goods and services rather than on, say, breaking windows. Bastiat considers another example, government support for the fine arts. Everyone can see that government support leads to more opera companies, leads to more open theaters, leads to more concerts and many other activities. But does this mean it's a good thing? Well, that is the seen. Bastiat stresses the opportunity cost, or in this case, the unseen alternatives to having government support the fine arts or other public works. Bastiat doesn't pretend to offer a final comparison here, but he does note that we as observers were again tending to overvalue what it is we see and to undervalue the opportunity cost, and that there is at least a plausible argument for having the funds be allocated in accord with consumer preferences rather than by, say, the preferences of the taxing authority. Protectionism is another example where many observers confuse the seen and the unseen. For instance, imagine that we put up a tariff and protect some domestic industry. Everyone can see the jobs which are saved. But what we do not see are the opportunities for trade and the opportunities for productive activity, which are closed off by the tariff. So there are other jobs that would have been created or saved without the tariff, but we do not in fact see them. There's a lot of theory and both evidence which suggests that protectionism on net does not contribute to the creation or preservation of jobs. Yet again, precisely because of this confusion between the seen and the unseen, many untutored observers are likely to think that protectionism saves jobs. Bastiat was very good at taking a core principle and applying it to a lot of different examples. So he also talked about machinery. You might think that machines put laborers out of work. And indeed, you will see that many machines do displace many particular laborers. In modern times, for instance, when the automobile comes along, the people who used to drive horses and buggies have lost their jobs. What Bastiat saw is that as machines come along, that generates real income. That real income is spent then on other goods and services. That creates jobs elsewhere in the economy, and you have a reallocation of labor. The individuals who are displaced by machines then go on over time to produce something else, and on average, you would expect the economy to be more productive. This isn't the only possible perspective on this issue, and I would urge you to view our video on the machinery question and David Ricardo. Still, nonetheless, Bastiat made a very clear and forceful case for the notion that the advent of machinery was in the best interests of the economy as a whole and also workers.